Time for the Dog Spot. A very good morning to Joe from Righteous Pups. G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
You've come back into the studio. It's nice to see you.
I know. It looks so amazing since I've been gone.
Joe, we've done nothing to it. Absolutely nothing. But thanks for your compliment. You got an email from Amanda from Elmore. She's got a 16-month-old poodle. And the poodle's not playing very well. Is that pretty much the crux of it?
Yep. Amanda has a poodle who seems to want to play but not want to play and doesn't seem to understand the language of play. So a very confusing situation there. Now, just to put it in perspective, play is incredibly important for social animals. So if you imagine, dolphins play, crows play, horses play.
Humans play.
Humans play and dogs play. Now, the interesting thing about dogs and humans is that we play pretty much right throughout our lives, whereas lots of other animals, sheep and cows, they play when they're young, but after a while they become serious adults and they play no more. So play is a very important part of who we are as an animal and who dogs are as an animal. And just consider for a moment how much time is dedicated every night on the news to different games that we like to play. Tennis balls, basketballs, footballs. So it's a very important part of a well-developed animal, whether you be two-legged or four. Now, sometimes, just like with us, sometimes dogs lack that experience and they don't quite know the rules of play.
Well, the boundaries.
Or the boundaries of play.
Yep.
And sometimes they might go in too hard. Like I always talk when I'm doing my classes about boxers. Boxers are beautiful, beautiful dogs. I grew up with them. I love them. If you watch a boxer when they first meet a new dog, 9 times out of 10, they'll go doink, doink, and then tap the other dog on the head and the other dog goes, no, thank you. So it's kind of the boxers often lack those social skills. And it's not uncommon, for example, although poodles and wolves, for example, pretty much share the same DNA, they have no concept of playing between each other. They don't understand each other's signals. So play can get very, very interesting, very fast. So imagine, you know, we're having a muck around sword fight and we're playing and then you tap me a little bit too hard, so I tap you harder, and then all of a sudden there's a complete war on.
It ends in tears.
Exactly right. So what we want to do is we want to teach our poodle how to play, but we want to do that with some safeguards in place. So unless my dog was very good at sending proper signals, and by that I mean most dogs, when they go to start a game, they'll play bow. So they'll go down on their front two paws and stick their butt in the air. That is the traditional signal of, hey, do you want to play with me? And by what the other dog does is you'll tell whether or not they're going to play. So, for example, if the other dog suddenly doesn't move, plays the game of freeze, any second there'll be a run and chase next on. And what's beautiful about dogs, just like if you imagine a dad with his young son, you'll notice that often the stronger animal self-handicaps. So, for example, dad might get on his hands and knees so his young son's got more of a chance or feels like he's got more of a chance and doesn't and moves gently and all that kind of stuff. It's the same with dogs. You'll often find if a younger dog's playing with an older dog, he might not move as fast or not move as much. So with our poodle, what we've got to do is we've got to get our poodle around a safe dog. So a dog that has got plenty of experience with other dogs who can just show him what's appropriate and what's not. So, for example, we don't want any going over the back, putting his chin over the back of the other dog's chin. And most healthy, well-balanced dogs will just say to him, look, if you're going to do that, I'm not playing. So reading the signals, not allowing the energy to rise too much, and first working it out with safe dogs. I remember many years ago we found a dog in a bush. She was only a little puppy, and her name's Ribsy. And we found her, and she was not very well at all. And we honestly didn't think she would make it through the night. She could barely take in water and she could barely take in food. Anyway, it took us about 3 months, but this little champion survived, little Kelpie Cross. But she had no concept of playing with other dogs. She didn't want other dogs around. She just didn't cope with them. So we had to show her by short little bursts where we kept the energy down low and then we stopped it and then we rewarded her for that kind of behaviour, and that took time. So what I would express to Amanda is take your time, find one of your friends that has a really well-balanced dog, give them little intervals so this older, perhaps more experienced dog can teach him a few things, and then you should start to get traction, but certainly not go to a dog park, because that would be like Luna Park and all hell could break loose.
You've definitely helped Amanda, I reckon, this morning, Joe.
Good luck, Amanda.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Hey, thanks, Joe. We'll talk next Saturday morning.
Thanks very much. Enjoy the day.